NPR's Pam Fessler has been covering the Department of Homeland Security since its inception 5 years ago. She's had a lot of time to think about how the United States responds to disaster.
I've been at countless hearings and news conferences these past 5 years where my eyes have glazed over, my mind numbed by a wave of bureaucraties, all the things I don't put on the radio.
The Domestic Nuclear Detection Office, DNDO, is developing the next generation of radiation detection devices.
Has CBP identified short-term initiatives it can implement to address attrition needs?
The implementation of WHTI, facilitative technology, and the requirement to present secure documents will
raise... It's at these times I wonder, is this what our enemies are doing, dealing with acronyms and organizational charts, worrying about grant formulas, giving PowerPoint presentations like this one from Homeland Security on first responder ID cards? Here from slide one is strategic objective one, and I quote, establishment of a multi-jurisdictional identity trust model in accordance with existing standards and technology that, well, you get the idea. A lot of progress has been made building a Homeland Security Department, but it's the people who've stuck with me most. One of the first I interviewed was Diana Dean, the customs inspector in Washington State, who stopped Ahmed Rassam, the Millennium Bomber, on his way to blow up LAX Airport. She thought he seemed suspicious. I asked Dean in 2003 what would help her do a better job.
If we could have one thing here that we don't have that we'd like, we'd have a dog.
Not some multi-million-dollar gizmo, just a dog to sniff drugs or bombs. But I checked and know they still don't have one. Dean said that new technology was helpful at the border, but one of the best tools was the instincts of those on the front lines.
You still need that inspector to ask those questions and to hear the responses that you're going to get.
I remember this all last month when I went to Vermont and heard complaints that Customs and Border Protection inspectors had less discretion because of new procedures and technology used to screen travelers.
Now you get the false sense of security. Oh, they have a passport, they're okay.
John Wilde is a recently retired inspector. He thinks some changes make no sense.
I've worked there for 30 years. I drive through the port. And the inspector I've worked with for many years will say, John, I need to see a piece of ID. Why? You know who I am.
But he says those are the rules for CBP officers at DHS.
And NPR's Pam Fessler.